of trees that can also have an Isser Hano of Avodah Zarah. The first one is Ilon Shenotu Metchilo L'Shem Avodah Zarah. If you have a tree that the Goyim planted first, L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Sarezu Asura, the tree now is also Hano, even before they worship it. And this is all according to everybody. Since they planted L'Shem Avodah Zarah, it's also Hano. Rashi says, Achi Batlenu, until the Goy is Mavatol, the tree. And we'll see later on in the Mishnah, how are you Mavatol, the tree of an Atei Asherah. Now, a middle case is Gideya Upisloi. Gideya means a Goy now came and chopped off some wood from this Atei Asherah, in order that it should grow back better. Or else the Pisloi, he removed the psoilus, the bad leaves of the tree, with an intention that it should grow better now. L'shema Vodaskakovim, that his intentions were, what grows better now, I want to worship the new branches. So then the law is, what becomes Asabanor is only the new branches, not the old branch of the tree itself, because he did not have intentions to worship the tree itself. He only has intentions to worship the new growth. So the Hechlif, and something new grows on the tree. So now the law is, if a Jew comes along and wants to use the tree, he just has to remove the new growths, the new leaves, the new branches, but the old branches, the old tree, that still remains mutabano. What's going to be hemetachter avodas kachovim? Let's say a guy puts an idol underneath the tree. So he's not worshipping the tree. It's only there like to protect the avodah zarah. So then true, kol zaman the avodah zarah is there, it's also to have ano from the shade of the tree. Because the tree is called the tashmish of the avodah zarah, it's also asabano. But here, Vinotlo, once the Goyim take away their Avodah Zarah on the bottom, Harez the Muteris, then the tree becomes Mutah, because they did not worship the actual tree. So to make it Mutah Banot, it's enough just to remove the bottom of Avodah Zarah. Yeah, nothing more says.
In other words, this is talking about
the Vinotlo. Right. Amri Dveri Abiyanai, Vuhu Shehivrech Vehirkiv, Begufa Shalilon, saying a Kiddush now. Again, that's what the middle case says, Yidua Pisuloi, it's only if he was Hivruch in the goof of the tree itself. Rashi says, means you grafted something onto the tree itself. The Hirkav Hoya Chalipasa, the Hevle Hana Gilurin Hana Tuyim Et Chilakach. Then if you graft like a new branch onto this tree, the Shem Avodah Zarah, then this branch becomes Asabanoah. Because it's sort of like you're planting it now, the Shem Avodah Zarah. But mashma, if you just chop off a branch, almanas, that something new should grow, even when it grows, still would be mutabano. So Mar says, is that true? Vuanana, now Mishnah says, gideya, as long as you just chop off the branch, upisla, or you take off the tzelus, you remove the bad parts of the tree, and then the tree grows by itself, that grows is also bano, even without you grafting something new onto the tree. Tanan. So Mar says, true. And we have before El Rabbi Kiyitma the Rabbi Yanai Linyan Vitalitma. He's teaching us the Chiddush that even though this was done, still it's enough just to remove this extra branch that you grafted on, and the rest of the tree remains mutabano. That's the Chiddush. The Yafagav, even though Tehivrach Vehirkiv Begufa Shalilon, you took a new branch now and you grafted it onto this old tree L'Shem Avodah Zarah. So the Chiddush is still that Kinotal. That when you take away Mash Echlef, this new branch, when it starts to grow, Shap the dummy, it's enough just to remove this new branch, and then the rest of the tree remains Mutabano. Because really, to Mal, the time I would have thought to say, again, Kivon de Hivrach Vehirkiv, since you grafted, or again planted on, the Gufa Shalilon into the tree itself, maybe now the whole tree becomes Asabano. Because now the whole tree should be considered Kilon Shenotu Metchila dummy. It's as if the whole tree was planted now in the Shem Avodah Zarah. Since you did an action of growing something new into this tree, so we don't only look upon the new growth, but we should look upon the whole tree as if it's Asabanoah. For Lissa Sakula, and maybe the whole tree should become Asabanoah. Kamashvila, no. Again, they did not worship this tree yet. They only grafted on a new branch. Almanas to worship the new branch, and he didn't worship it yet. So the Chiddush is only that new branch is awesome and grows out of it. But the rest of the tree remains mutabano when you remove this branch. Omar Shmuel says, HaMishtach Be'Lila, if a Goy or Jew would worship a tree, they would worship a tree, it was not planted L'Shem Avodah Zarah Poshet, a regular tree,
that now they come and they worship this tree, talokar is toisvaseo asura. The new growth, what grows out of the tree, that becomes also bano. So the tree itself maybe remains mutabano. But koponim, what grows out of it, the toisvo, that becomes also. So the more asked the question, Moser Reb Lozov, let's ask the question. Says now Mishnah, Gideya upislal avazichovim, fehechlif, mashm, only because the goyim first came and did a maisa to the tree. They chopped off the branches, amnas, that should grow better. Or they took off the pselus of the tree. And then new growths came, it started to have new branches. So then those new branches are rosabano, and here it says, noito mashechlif, you have to remove the new branches. Mashmoni, in this case, does the new branches become osabano. Gidua hu pisloyin, only because they actually did an action of chopping off the wood or taking off the psilus. But loy gidua pisloy, if they did not do an action to the tree itself, they did not remove any branches, loy, then the tree itself would not become osabano. So it was a kashan Shmuel. How could Shmuel say if a guy worships a tree, right now the new growth to come off of Anor without an action, our mission is mashmi, we need an action. So Gemara says no. Oh Maloch, really this is the Gemara saying back in the name of Shmuel, like Rashi says, like Talmud Mahad Hochi, that Hochi must Shmuel Trutzin. A Talmud is answering now, the Gemara is answering and saying, this is what Shmuel could have answered. The Gemara says, Losh, like Oh Maloch, Shmuel will answer you, really means that the Talmud is saying, this is what Shmuel could answer. So Omaloch Shmuel, Hermani Rabbonin, he, our Mishnah is going according to the Rabbonin Shita. O Shmuel the Yomak Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, but Shmuel himself could be going according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Yomak that he says, Elon, that was on my practice before, Elon Shenotu, an Elon, a tree that the Goyim planted for beauty, or teach the fruits, for their own purpose. O Lepsoif Avdu, for as later on they worship this tree. So as the Machlokes before, according to the Rabbonin, it remains mutabano. So our Mishnah goes according to the Rabbonin. That Stamets, they would worship the tree now, even what grows out would be mutabano. It's called like Mechuba Lekaka, it doesn't become Osa. The Mishnah only says if he's Gedua, if he chops off part of the tree, he does an action to the tree, then the new growths are Osa. But Shmuel is going according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that he learns that the Lokharis, Elon Shinoch Osoif Aldu, is Osa. The Lokharis is such a tree, even though it was planted for a different purpose, but now when the guy comes to worship it, he can make the tree Yosabano. So therefore, Shmuel is talking according to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, there's no kasha from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is according to the Rabbonin, and your Shmuel goes according to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah. Tomorrow says, Maskil lo Ravashi. Vashi asked the question. Maskil lo Ravashi, mi mai, who told you? To Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, for Rabbonin, the Tosefes Pligi, who told you their machlokes is whether the new growths of this tree could become also, like you're telling me now, even according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that if a guy worships the tree that he says is also bano, it's only like Shmuel says now, the Tosefes, only the new growths. Who said that? Dilma, maybe Tosefes of every hakel also. Maybe once a guy worships this tree, what grows out of the tree from now on becomes also bano, even according to the Rabbanan. Maybe what grows new is like not to lechil lakach. It's like they're worshiping of it now, so whatever grows out of it now, that's like something new. It was like first planted for this purpose. So maybe even the Rabbanan agreed to this. And according to this, Shmuel is not telling the machlokes anoyim. Shmuel will go according to everybody. That when you worship the tree, what comes out, what grows new, everybody agrees it's also bano. Where's the machlokes Rabbanan of Yosef Yehuda? Or the ikroi pligi, maybe that's no machlokes. Whether a guy worships a tree that was already planted, does the ikra, does the roots, does the bark become also? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, sovar ikra nami yos, that was his chiddush. Yes, that once you worship the tree, even the ikra, the bark of the tree becomes also bano. What was his proof? The Pasuk says that we had before, the Asurayim Tisra from Vesh. The Pasuk says, an Asi Asherah, you have to burn Mashmani tree, even though it wasn't planted L'Shem Kach. But as long as now the Goyim worship this tree, the Torah says you have to burn the whole tree. So maybe that's Rabbi Yosi Shita, that the Iker of the tree becomes Asa Bano. For Rabbanan, start with Rabbanan, hold. Iker, Elon, Shari, no. The ikka, the bark of the tree, since that was not planted, the Shem Avodah Zarah, that does not become Osa Bano now. Why? Because the Pasuk says, the Asurayim Tikadeyun. The Asurayim, that the Atzei Asherah, you have to chop down. Kidua means just chop down some part of it, but not the bark, not the main part of the tree. So how do you have this? What type of a tree do we have? Shegidua also, the Ikra Shari, that only the extra, the new branches that grew, that you have to chop off, but not the original tree. Have Yom, I'll tell you, that's Elon Shenotu. That's first, the Goyim planted it for their own beauty, for their own sake. Well, it's five of them, and first later they worshipped it. So maybe that's Reb Yossi. That's the Rabbanan Shita. So maybe everybody agrees, like Shmuel is saying, that if a Goy worships a tree, the Taisefes becomes also Bahanoah. And the only Machlekes is the Ikar of the tree. That even on the Ikar of the tree, does Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda says, becomes awesome. So where it says, the Chitay, maybe you'll answer me, Hod le matatin and hocha. You know why we can't answer this way? Because even before Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda, when he brought down his posik, it was the opposite posik. He brought down the posik, Rabbi Yosef brought down the posik of the Asurayim Tegadeyun. So Mashm, even his drasha is only to teach us that Taisefes is awesome. So Morris says, no, Epoch. That alone I could change around. Epoch Rabbonin with Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, with Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Rabbonin. I could change around the psukim, that maybe Rabbi Yosef Yehuda means to really darshan from the posik v'yasureim tisrafun. That means the whole tree is also banor. And maybe the Rabbonin darshan from the posik v'yasureim tikadayun, to teach us only the tisefes, the new growths are also banor, but not the main tree. So we're asking now, let the Gemara say Shmuel goes according to everybody. Even the Rabbanim would agree to Shmuel that if a Goyim worshipped the tree, the new growths become also Banor. The Machlokes before was only the Ikar of the tree. So most of the reason why we don't want to answer this is, in Cain, if so, Gidua Pistloi Man Ketonilo. So be Kasha and Al Mishnah then. What does Al Mishnah say? That the middle case, when does the extra growths, the new branches, become also Banor? Only if the Goyim did an action to the tree. Mashma, because they chopped off a branch, or they took off the pseudos, the bad leaves. So they did an action to the tree, then we say, what grows new is also. Mashma, if they did not do this action, then even the new growths remain mutabano. So if so, who would the Mishnah go like? Loi Rabbonin, Loi Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. According to our Torah now, won't go according to neither. Why? Because E Rabbani, the according to Rabbanan Shita, we're saying now, we say now the Rabbanan agreed to Shmuel that any time a guy worships the tree, the new growths remain also banor. So why does the Mishnah say that's the Gidua? E Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda, then for sure it's Akasha. Iker Elon Nami Yosef. According to Rabbi Yosi, once you worship the tree, the goof of the tree becomes Osir also. And now Mishnah is only the Hechlif. Our Mishnah is only the new growth are Osir. So Mor says, that's not a question. I'll answer you, Iboyesem Rabbonin, Iboyesem Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah can go according to both. It go according to the Rabbonin and according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Iboyesem Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Ki kam Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, Bulai Gidua Pisulai, Ikerila Nasa, Bistama. True, Rabbi Yossi says that even without doing an action, even without chopping off some branches or taking off the psoilus from the tree, if they have intentions to worship the tree, what do they mean to worship? The goof of the tree. So then the whole tree becomes also banor. Avo, but here the Mishnah is talking about the Chiddush. Avo giduo pisloi. But in the case where the guy first came and made the tree, he chopped off some branches, so what did he do this for? Golayadaita, he's showing us clearly that his intentions and his mind is that the Taisefes Nichalei, he wants to worship the new branches that are going to grow out. That's why Bedaska cut off some branches in order to have new branches, because that's what he wants to worship. But the Iker Ilam La Nichalei, he does not have intentions to worship the old part of the tree. So that's why our Mishnah says the Chiddush. No, it's a Chiddush that since he went to cut down the branches, he's showing us that his intentions are to worship the new branches that are going to grow. So therefore, only the new branches are also banor, but not the old branches. Only because he did the action of Gidua Pisulai. But if he wouldn't have done anything, just worship the tree and Echanami, then the whole tree would have been also banor. So therefore, the Mishnah could go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah. Lenichalei. Iboisem, another territory, I'll answer you, Rabbonin. Maybe the Mishnah goes according to the Rabbonin. The question is, why do you have to have Gidua Fisuloi even without it, the new growths are Rosa Bano? So Mar says, yes, Gidua Fisuloi Yisrochlei, because Talka Darda Chamin, I would have thought to say, Kivun the Ovid Lei Maisa, the Gufei, since the guy did an action to the goof of the tree, not only does he have intentions to worship the tree, but he went now to make an action, he was Gedeya, he cut out part of the tree. So maybe Ikarilo Namilitasur, maybe even the ik of the tree, the goof of the tree, the bark of the tree, should also become Asabano. Kamashmullah, that's the Kiddush know, that the bark of the tree does not become Asabano. I mean, this is even though he worshipped the tree itself, right? Even though we're talking about now, the goy now worshipped the tree itself. So according to the Rabbanan Shita, only the Tosefis becomes also, not the goof of the tree. Since the tree was not planted, l'shem avodah zarah. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though he does a second action, not only does he worship the tree, but he also cuts off some branches of the tree in order that it should have new branches faster. So I would have thought to say, since he does an action in the goof of the tree, even the ikra should also be asa b'no. That's the Chiddush know, that the ikra still is not asa. Since it was not planted l'chatchila, l'shem avodah zarah, the ikra does not become asa. Therefore, we paskin like Shmuel, we paskin like this, that if a guy worships a tree, any new growth that come out becomes also banu. Now the Mishnah says, Eizeu hi asherah, what's ksidun asherah? Kol sheyesh tachte avodas kechovim. Now the Rashi explains, like, even there's a really continuation of the last Mishnah. The last Mishnah says there are three types of an asherah. So we're coming out now, the first two, everybody agrees. That if the goyim either planted l'shem avodah zarah, or else they hacked out some branches to make it grow better, then the new growth become asa b'no. Not everybody agrees. Now the third case is a machlokes. The third case was where you have a regular tree and they just put underneath it an avodah zarah. So we hold kol zaman the avodah zarah is on the bottom. The tree itself is also asa b'no. Now this mishnah says of Shimon argues. So again, zeli asherim kol sheyesh tachtei avodah kechovim. That's the Tanakama Shita that calls the man the Avodah Zorah is underneath the tree. The tree is also Bano. They're not allowed to sit there and have enjoyment from the shade. Rabbi Shimon Imano calls Shaivdim Oisa. Shimon is only if they worship the tree itself as a tree also. But here where they're only worshipping the statue underneath, not the tree, he holds even right now the tree is Muta Bano. And Umaisa, what's happened in the case like this? That Sidon, in the place Sidon Dila, there was a tree. Shaivdim Oisa, that used to worship the tree. Now, Motza Tachter Gal, they found underneath it a pile of stones. So, Amulam Reb Shimon, Bodku Es Agal Hazer, let's check out and see what's in this pile of stones here. Oh, Bodku, they checked out the pile. Oh, Motza by Surah, they found an idol there. So, Amulam, now Reb Shimon says, if so, Hoyel Lutzur Hein Oivdin, when we see the Goyim worshipping under this tree, now we understand they're not really worshipping the tree itself, they're only worshipping this idol. If so, not the lemes ilon. If so, now the tree is mutabano. That's from Shimon's Shita. Since they're not worshipping the tree, only the idol, so only the idol does the bano and not the tree. Now the Gemara says, Eizeyu asher, what does our Mishnah mean? What type of an asherah? V'anan shloish asheris. Now we learned the Mishnah before, there are three types of asheris. So what are you waking up now to tell me, ask me, what? Where's the asherah? What's going on here? We learned it already. Perfect, over. So our answer is, Hachikom, this is what our Mishnah means to say. Shtayim l'divri akil. The first two types of asherahs in the Mishnah before, everybody agrees it's also b'no. But the yachas, the third case, is a machlokes. To Reb Shimon v'Rabbanan, there's a machlokes here. Now, eizi asherah shenechlekuv v'ashim v'chomim, in which case is there a machlokes? Kol sheyesh tachtei avodas kechovim. In the case where the goyim are not worshipping the tree itself. It's only a problem we find in Avodah Zarah underneath the tree. In such a case, of Shimon Oimer Kol Shayv de Moisa, if they worship the tree itself, then it's Asa. But if they do not worship the tree remains Mutta. Now, Eizahi Asherah Stam, a new Shaila. How can we tell which tree is an Asherah? You don't see the Goyim actually worship the tree. So how do we know to stay away to say, this tree is Asa Bahano? What's the sign? So Amar Rav says, Kol Shekoimrim, Yeshua Tachtek, you see the Galochim, the priest, They're sitting underneath the tree. They do not eat from the fruits. That's the proof that this is Kaddish for them. They worship the tree. It's an Asherah. It's also for Jews to sit underneath there to have enjoyment. Well, Shmuel Omer, Shmuel says a bigger Kiddush. Afilu, even if we do not see the priest there, but rather, Afilu Amru, we only hear the Goyim say, Hani Tamri, these dates from this date tree, Levei Netzarfi is also, that they use these dates for their Avodah Zarah. It's also to have enjoyment from this tree. The Rami Bei Shichra B'Shosi Lev Yomedim. Because they meant to say is that they're going to use this beer for the day of their Chag, for their Avodah Zarah. So then for sure, they also worship this tree. Yeah. So then it's also also to have enjoyment from this tree. And Amra Meima Omru Le Sabi, the Pobadisa, Hilchos like a Shmuel, we pass it like Shmuel. It's like that though. That they worship the tree. I'll flip it up. Yeah. Now the Moranez of Hilchos, we pass it like Shmuel. That even this case also makes the tree Minas Tam Osabano. Because probably that's a sign that they're worshipping the tree.